Dago Shaleen is a filmmaker and musician. He's also an academic that has written extensively about Marburg, a city in Germany that is often praised for its accessibility to visually impaired and blind people. So to tell us a bit more about this capital city of the blind, I'm joined today by Dago and by his friend Bahadin Batmaz, who has been blind since his teens and has lived in the city for quite a long time. A very warm welcome to you both.
Thank you very much, Paulina.
Yeah, thank you, Paulina. We're happy to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. So you have to pardon me here, Bahadin. I'm going to start with Dago, because you've actually written about Marburg. You've called it the smart city for the blind. So tell us, what exactly is it that makes the city earn such a unique title?
Yeah, this is a very interesting city. When I moved here in 2013, I came to write my dissertation on blindness and film. Here, the city has lots of blind and visually impaired people because of an institution that exists here for over 100 years, and it's an institution commonly known as Blista that has a school for the blind, an ordinary school from fifth grade on. You just come here to the city and you see many people with white canes and guide dogs, and there are stop traffic lights with noises, and the bus stops speak to you, and there are more than 200 students here that are legally blind in this school. Plus, the university has a large community of blind people. My first real friend here in the city was Bahadin, and he was sort of my inspiration also for my dissertation and my research. And whenever I had a question, I came to Bahadin and asked him directly. Later, I also researched about Marburg as a city that has this whole infrastructure for blind people, but it also has something more. The point of this article is that if you check the statistics of the city, you will see that 70% of people deemed legally blind in the city of Marburg, senior citizens or over 60 years of age. The point I was trying to make with this article is that disability, or the talk of ability, or the criticism to ableism,
yes,
has to do with the fact that most human beings are sooner or later going to be legally considered disabled in some area, and that the goal shouldn't be for all of us to try to achieve a perfect corporeal being. It's the other way around, that we look ahead and see that most of us sooner or later fall into the category of needing assistance and help and a structure around them. And I think even the case of Marburg, which maybe just by chance, because of World War I, was the city chosen for blind people to come to the hospital, to the eye clinic of the university, to get treatment because of wounds they suffered from bombs and gases, poison gases. Because of this, people got used to dealing with this circumstance. But we could look at the bigger picture. A smart city for the blind ends up being a smart city for any citizen in Marburg. Even for tourism, this is a really great city to get around. There are so many facilities, so many things that make it easier to commute from one place to another, just as an example. But also, if you're going into a store and you have a kind of a disability, it's probably rare that people will not know what to do or be totally uncomfortable. Oh my goodness, what do I do? There's somebody who's deaf or blind or on a wheelchair. it's not a big deal.
The thing is, I think one big part of smart cities is not only the technology, of course, it's necessary, this technology, but it's the open-mindedness of the persons that are living there.
Bahadin, you've lived here for, I want to say, around 30 years. What drew you to the city? Was accessibility part of the reason?
No, not really. The reason why I come to Marburg was my disease. I have a hereditary illness called retinitis pigmentosa. And in the early 80s, my sight will become worse and worse. So we went to several doctors, but it wasn't known like now, yes. But at least one of the university in Cologne, one doctor said, hey, you have this disease and you have to finish your school somewhere else. And before start of 90s, there was only one school in whole Germany that offers, and in Germany you call it Allgemeines Abitur. It's the like a high school degree. And so I went to Marburg because I wanted to get this degree.
Oh, and was it easy to kind of continue your education once you got here?
Oh, no, it wasn't easy for me because of, but it wasn't blister wasn't good or like that. I had several problems, psychological problems or problems losing the sight. First, it was shocked. Yes, I come here and also I wasn't familiar with blind people. During the first months, I recognized that the people here are familiar with each. Yes, the blind, it's a total normal picture. The people here relates to the blind and the blind to the people here. Yes, it's absolutely normal. So that you have a kind of inclusion out of the box. And this was something that surprised me and also makes this city so accessible for me, yes? But not the accessibility itself was the reason why I was here, or that Marburg is, I don't know, the best accessible city.
I feel like what you're talking about here is the society at large, or at least the people that live in Marburg, are quite a lot more accustomed to seeing blind and visually impaired people, and that makes a living in the city much easier. Is that right?
Absolutely right. This is the point, yes. Of course, we have a lot of technology here also, yes, like traffic lights that are beeping and guidelines on the street, yes, that you can feel with your feet and so on. But the most important thing is really how the relation between the people here is. They are related to each. And this makes it so comfortable for the blind. Because when you think Marburg is a very old city, yes, it's with a castle, with old streets, and they aren't so nice walking with a cane, yes, because every time the cane is getting stuck and so on, yes. But nevertheless, there are many people, they don't have this unsureness how to deal with the blind. They come and say, hey, may I help you? Yes, here is a car, or here is something. You have to move around it. And yes, it's absolutely normal. And this makes it, very nice.
Seems that a lot that you're talking about is that the people that live in Marburg have a different attitude when it comes to vision laws.
Well, the city, like Bahadin said, it has this technological structure. It has the premises to call a city a smart city. It has all these characteristics. But Bahadin, you said this also, it's not because Marburg citizens are nicer as a rule, or that they're more altruistic than anybody else in any other city. It's just really, the fact is that they're used to having blind people around. I was surprised when Bahadin gave me a real example of this, how this kind of inclusion, almost this kind of attitude happens. Maybe you can...
Well, this is one of the examples that I tell, because there are many, many, many points. Yes, let me say first, it's a symphony of many things. Yes, and one of the big part is how to deal with each, or to be familiar. As a consultant of inclusive media and values, and also a trainer of computer science or technology for blind, sometimes I have appointments that I have to reach very quick from one to the other, and I'm fast. I'm walking very fast, and then from time to time I hit persons and they say, "Hey, be slower, please, not so fast, it hurts," and so on. Yes, and this is something that happens in Marburg. They don't care, "Hey, this is a blind person, oh, I cannot say anything." No, it's also the point, they really be honest to me. It's a kind of valuing. Yes,
it's not just because Bahadin is blind that people are going to cut him some slack,
yeah,
for running into people because he's in a hurry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, in Cologne, for example, they don't say anything. They say, "Sorry, okay, sorry, sorry, it was my fault. You cannot see, it's okay." But here it's like, "No, man, it's not okay. You aren't better, not worse or not better. You're like me, and I'm not worse or better than you." And this is, yeah, this is great and wonderful. So I can recognize, hey, you have to be slower. Yes.
I love that. They're not cutting you any slack there, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, it depends where you are in the city, especially in the downtown area and close to the institution, close to Blista. You really see lots of people walking around with their white canes, like I said. And the closer to the school you get, you also see more and more people. Sometimes it's a crowd of people who are blind coming to your direction. You say, "Oh my goodness, but I think I'm going to jump off the curb here."
Invasion.
Yeah, it's the invasion of the blind. And,
well, it sounds crazy, to be fair, but it also sounds like such a nice city. And you... There was one example that I saw in your paper, which I thought was really interesting, and it kind of takes it the other way. It was the one with bus drivers being much more aware of how they can assist someone who is visually impaired and perhaps boarding the bus and heading over somewhere.
Yeah, that's true, and this is a wonderful thing. Yes, this is beyond technology, because at least it depends on the person or the humans. Technology can have mistakes or make mistakes, or there is no internet or something like that. Yes. So the bus drivers are trained to stop and say, "Okay, this is a bus line 5 or 4 or I don't know, 2 main station."
And the seat is available here behind me. And,
right. Yeah. Right. He makes it possible for you to act in a, how you call it, in a normal way, in a common way. Yes. So you're when you get the information from the bus driver, yes, about the seat, that it's empty and behind him, and this is the bus line 5-4 or whatever you need, then you can self-direct. Yes. And it's a very quickly fast way, and it's a way where you can feel like a part of the society.
I feel like I've learned so much about Marburg today. We know it's not a perfect city, but it is quite a good city for someone who is visually impaired or blind. But what would you personally want to see improved or see more of in Marburg?
Oh, that's a quite difficult question. One point is, Marburg is like an island. Yes, as soon you left it, then it's like you're in the wildness relating to the blind, yes, or relating to any disabilities. What I wish is, of course, things in Marburg, but more things around it, yes, through the whole country, through the whole world, maybe. Maybe it's too idealistic, but it's this is that I wish, yes, that even there are things that are not perfect in my book, that I, of course, I wish that not only think about blind people, yes, because there are many, several other disabilities too, and you have to find a compromise between all these things, yes. For example, if you are, when you are sitting in a wheelchair, you need flat surfaces, yes, but when you on the traffic, on the street, yes, and as a blind person, you need lots of that because your cane have to realize, okay, here the street ends, yes, so you have to find compromises and so on. This is not, still not perfect, but it's much better than around Marburg and yeah, in the whole country, yes. And so what I wish is not so much in Marburg itself, around Marburg, in Germany or in the world, Europe at least.
You say it's idealistic, but it is a wonderful thought. It would be nice to see those attitudes around the world change and have more awareness and more consideration for anyone who has a disability. So I think both Dago and I can support you in that hope. But for now, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you both. It's been so lovely chatting, Dago Bahadin, and I'm sure many of us will have to consider actually visiting Marburg now.
Yeah, everybody's welcome to come here. There are lots of facilities for doing tourism if you're blind or severely visually impaired, and restaurants and the sites and everything has a touristic approach for people.
That's fantastic. Thank you again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.